Hello, you guys. This is Karen Elizabeth Patton Jackson, baby girl. How y'all doing on this beautiful Easter weekend Saturday? It is an absolutely beautiful day outside today. And I hope you all have a great weekend and be thankful that Jesus rose. Amen. So let's go ahead and get started. I do want to send out some condolences this morning to Elder Ray McGuire, who lost his mom and family. She's going to be funeralized today, and also to the McCullough family. So we want to send out our love and our prayers to both those families and every family that may be going through bereavement or anything right now. We want to send out our prayers from the Corner family. Also, happy birthday to whoever may be celebrating a birthday today. Sorry, I don't have all the names, but happy birthday. We in the Corner love you. Thank you so much for you all's support. It's summertime, getting ready to be summertime, and I know that you all are going to have a lot of things to do in the summer. You're going to be running around with football and baseball and all these type of games, so please don't forget the Corner. And also, please let me know what you all want to hear in the Corner. I have some really good topics coming up. I've got some really good interviews that I'm planning, so we're still going to keep it going. Okay, when I first started, I said if I could only just touch one person, it would be worth it, and we're still going strong after 3 years, and only because of each and every one of you. So today, we're going to talk about something really interesting, and I want to know how you feel about it. I want to know your thoughts at the end, so please do put your comments in. So have you ever thought about talent, and have you ever thought about skill, the ability to do something? So I was thinking about that. You know, we look at a lot of people, and we say they are so talented, like, for example, Stevie Wonder, you know, LeBron James, you know, they're so talented. Beyonce and all these other people, you know, actors, Winona Judd and, you know, all these actors. We say, wow, they are so talented. Halle Berry, Denzel Washington. I really wish I could do that. But, you know, it really made me think, are these people actually born with this talent, or is it a skill that they have developed and they've worked on and they have perfected into a talent? So when I did my research, it says, and the definition of talent basically says that it is something that you are born with. It's a genetic that you are born with. So again, we're talking about heredity, something that came down from family to family, and it's actually something that you are born with. Now, when you look at the definition of a skill, it actually says that a skill is something that you develop. It's something that you work really, really hard at, you put your mind to, and you develop it to perfect it. So a talent you're born with, a skill is what you perfect, what you develop, and you perfect. So, you know, in one day in the Corner, we were talking about everybody has a purpose, you know, and you all have heard me say many times as a nurse, I really feel like nurses are born and not manufactured. You know, I really feel like being a nurse has to be something in your heart, in your soul, to do. Now, there's a lot of people in the profession that are in the profession because they'll always have a job because of the money, and it's not really a part of them. My new hashtag now is hashtag 365 nurse, because I'm a nurse 24/7, 365 days a year. I'm always going to be having on my nurse hat. Everybody's not like that, but I really feel like I was born to be a nurse. I never wanted to be anything else in my life, and it was just natural to me to take care of people, to take care of my siblings when they were sick, you know, to doctor on my dolls. I don't know where I got it from. You know, it was just something natural. But then as I researched, my grandmother, what's the LPN? And so we have a lot of medical personnel in my family. So some would say that's a talent, but some would also say, but Karen, it's a skill because you went to nursing school to perfect it. You know, you took state boards to say you are a registered nurse and you have the ability to go into the hospital and be a nurse. So it's really a lot of different ways that you can look at it and not so much defined as the definition. Now, when we talk about talent, let's talk about Stevie Wonder for a minute. Stevie Wonder, of course, is blind. I don't know. I couldn't find that he has ever had any piano lessons or anything like that. So he was blind. He can't see the keys. He can't see notes or anything like that. But he has perfected to play the piano. You know, he can play the piano. And it always amazes me how at churches and different things, people can play the piano and they're playing and they're looking. You know, they're not even looking at the music or looking at the keys, or when somebody can actually hear a song and sit down and play that song after they've only heard it one time. I really do feel like that that is a talent, but I feel that everybody is born with a talent. I want to know, how do you feel? Do you feel that everybody's born with a talent? I think everybody's born with the talent. The problem is, or what makes it very challenging, is to find out what that talent is. You know what? And I think that talent is also a purpose. We've talked about that in the corner. Everybody has a purpose. Now, your purpose is not going to be my purpose, and my purpose is not going to be your purpose, but our purpose is individual to us. And we shouldn't try to like playing the piano. I would absolutely love to be able to sit down and play the piano. I would love to, but I cannot do it. That is not a talent nor a skill that I have. I've always wanted to take piano lessons, and maybe I will before I grow up, but that is not a talent that I have. And so when we look at different people, not just famous people, but people in our own families, you know, people have talents to sew. You know, they have talents to cook. They have talents to nurture, and they have talents to encourage. And all, it doesn't always have to be something huge. You know, a lot of times they look for, you know, what's my talent? I'm supposed to change the world. Well, maybe your talent is just to be a really, really good active listener. Maybe that's what your talent is. So I want to know, what do you think? So do you think that people can be born with the talent, and that a skill is developed? Or do you think that that talent could be the skill that develops into a talent, that they perfected into a talent? Now, statistics say that talents, of course, are born and that they are genetic. That is just in your genetics. It's in your built. It's in your bloodstream. It's in your mind to do certain things that we do naturally. And they also define a talent, like I said earlier, is something that you don't understand how you know how to do it. You just know how to do it. It's just natural. It's like, you know, I've said before, when you find that purpose, it's like breathing. You do it, and you don't even think about it. It comes so natural to you. That's just a part of who you are. Nursing is just a part of who I am. If I see somebody in need at Walmart or Kroger or on the street or whatever, I'm just going to help them. That's just who I am. It's just a part of me. And a lot of times when people have these talents or skills, however you want to label it, and it could be that somebody is maybe really, really smart, maybe they're a genius, but you look back at two or three generations and you say, nobody in those generations was a genius. Where did he get it from? Well, generations can go back to the beginning of time. Generations can go back to Adam and Eve. So just because we're not able to define where that person obtained that talent, we can't say, you know, Uncle Joe, that was Uncle six times down, you know, was a genius, or Aunt Betty, you know, three times down, generations down, used to sing and play the piano, and she was, you know, she was great or whatever. Just because we're not able to define where the person established or obtained that talent in genetics or that skill in genetics does not mean that it's not genetic. Okay, I can't go back centuries and centuries and centuries to say that everybody was a nurse, or who was a nurse, or who wasn't a nurse. But they have decided, if you want to say that, or statistics say, scientists say, that it is in genetics. Now, a lot of times, you know, we've talked in the corner that statistics, scientists, or maybe tests or whatever may show something, but they really don't know. You know, they really don't know the reason behind it. And this also goes with the talent. They're still not able to define this is exactly where the talent comes from, but they do have a hypothesis, which is an educated guess, you know, that a lot of times it could be genetic. Now, as I said, I really think that I was born to be a nurse, but I also had to perfect it, as you will. I don't know if I'm still perfecting it, in learning, going to school, training, and so forth. So, you know, you could really look at it either way. But as I said earlier, personally, I believe that everybody is born with a talent, or born with a skill, or born with a purpose. The problem can be just to find out what that talent, what that skill, what that purpose is. And I'm telling you, you guys, when you find it, when you touch it, when you produce it, when it comes out of you, when you share it, when you acknowledge it, you're going to have such a sense of peace. You're going to have such a sense of happiness and confinement, to the point where, you know, I finally found what I'm supposed to do. I finally found where I'm supposed to be. And as far as the skill goes, I personally would put both of them neck and neck. Now, that may not agree with some of the studies that I read on talents and skills, but this is totally my opinion. And so in the comments, you guys, I want to know what you think about talent and skills. Do you think that it's the same thing? Do you think that people can actually be born with a talent? Do you believe that skills are developed into talents, that you actually identify a skill that you're good in or that you like, and it actually, I'm sorry, the telephone went off, but it actually develops into a talent? So let me know in your comments. And I also want to know what your talent is, what your skill is, okay? What you do that's just to you. Share that with the KNK family. I'm excited and I can't wait to read what you're going to put in the comments, okay? I love you. You all have an amazing day, and I will see you next Saturday. Bye-bye.